Track 8 and letters to the editor. We've only got three this week. And the first one is from Major Nigel Byrne, a Christian minister of the Salvation Army Church and Community Centre in Newton Abbot. And he writes, "The Salvation Army in Newton Abbot would like to express our sincere thanks to the people of the town for their generous support throughout the year and especially during the Christmas season. We were able to support nearly 700 local children with gifts through our toy appeal, children who might otherwise have had a difficult time. We were also able to invite over 40 people into our centre on Christmas Day for lunch. They included those who might have otherwise been alone and those who were homeless. The total collected on the three Saturdays prior to Christmas while playing carols with the band amounted to £2,763.10.
A concerned resident in Tynmouth writes, "Possible council tax rises? Teambridge is on the brink. The money is running out. Grants have been lost. It's a litany of failures. Something has to be done to get us back on track. Who will be paying for all these mistakes? You and me, of course, from an already stretched domestic purse. Here are the Lib Dem failures. Failure to deliver any major projects, such as the cinema and restaurant complex, which would have created up to 70 jobs and brought in revenue. Failure to make decisions resulting in a £9 million loss of grants. Failure to meet housing needs by not ensuring delivery of new homes for the private and social sectors. There is a 500 home deficit. Failure to begin the development of Brunswick Street Tynmouth project. Who is to blame for all these shortcomings? Look to the Lib Dem leaders. They are hurting our towns. They are hurting us. It's time for a change. So let's get things moving again towards a better future. An independent review of the council has been made recently and concerns were raised about the lack of consultation by the Lib Dems. Their listening skills and decision making were questioned. The review praised the tenacity of other members of the council. So you know what to do when the crunch comes."
Martin Frampton of Newton Abbot writes, "I read that the Conservative government has decided that the amount political parties can spend on promoting their cause in the next general election can be double the previous level, to an eye-watering £36 million. The reason the Tories have done this is simple. Political donations to the Conservative Party are so gross. They can afford and will spend that maximum £36 million trying to persuade us voters to vote for their party's objectionable policies. That directors of a relatively small number of profit-rich PLC companies and wealthy proprietor-owned companies want to continue enjoying profitable corporate taxation rates and make huge profits. The size of their political donations means Tories can outspend on advertising all the other political parties put together. We already have a democracy founded on the principles of winning a dog race, where first past the post wins when having a miserable 27% of the votes cast also means you have won. It now means the party that can shout the loudest, longest, and most frequently across the pages of the press has by far the best chance of winning. All that is possible when democracy demands all candidates have an equal chance of winning, because democracy is not a dog race. I think the Conservative Party can now be fairly labelled the most undemocratic party in Britain." And that concludes letters to the editor.